Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Guys, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and you know, this is one of my favorite times of the year to really focus on moms and travel. And we just finished a segment talking about great destinations, and Doc Bill and I shared several with you. Now, if you want to check those out, if you missed some of them, we have them listed on our website, and that is travelbagswithanita.com. And Doc Bill is joining me via the telephone because he's always on the road too. You know, so Doc Bill, I think you guys have some stuff going on down on the farm, right? What are you guys doing?
Oh, we're basically tending the Sapelo Island purple ribbon sugar cane, and the crop is about a foot and a half tall. And getting ready for our first pressing, we also purchased an old historic sugar cane mill. And that's kind of neat because when you press this old historic cane, you might as well have some an historic mill that was used during that time to help with the processing of it.
So how old did you say this mill is?
Mill's about 100 years old.
Wow. And so no new technology then involved in this mill?
We may get a motor on it. Otherwise, we have to get a mule or a lawnmower to turn it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you guys have a lawnmower already. So I don't know about getting a mule. That sounds like the mule might want to eat some of that sugar cane, too.
Yeah, he might. He might.
So tell me a little bit more. So once you guys get the sugar cane and everything pressed, I guess you call it, then what takes place next?
At that point, we take it and we boil it down in a cauldron and make some cane syrup, and we'll have that available, and that probably will happen sometime in November.
So, you know, moms like cane syrup. I mean, moms are, you know, coming up with great recipes a lot of times, and they could use that cane syrup. Is it great for our recipes, or are we just only using that syrup on pancakes and waffles?
It's great in recipes. It's great in pancakes and waffles. It's great in a lot of things. It's great to use in drinks. I mean, it has a lot of uses. And the neat thing about this cane is historic, so we really won't know what it tastes like because that type of cane hadn't been around for a long time. But since it has a high sugar content, I'm sure it'll taste great. It's bringing back a part of history. We'll taste things that people used to taste decades ago, and that's kind of neat.
And that's why, you know, your last comment on the last segment where you said, you know, Sapelo Island is a great place to go for Mother's Day. I absolutely agree with you because there's so much history there. You know, there are a lot of moms who really, really are very interested in history and historic travel and finding those things that really highlight things that have taken place, or maybe things like what you guys are doing, like bringing back those historic crops or those heirloom crops. So Sapelo is definitely a great place for that. But now, Doc Bill, when we talk about traveling and always being on the road, whether it's by plane or by bus, boat, or traveling in your car, travel gear is one of my favorite things to give. And I will raise my hand and say it's also one of my favorite things to receive. I love travel gear because travel gear is created to make things more efficient and easier to get around, right?
It'll also make you look cool when you're doing it.
Yeah, some of it does make you look cool when you're doing it. So you must be talking about my Midnight Magic Sleep Mask. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that Midnight Magic Sleep Mask.
Well, okay, that was one of the things that I had a chance to review. It's by Kaboo, and I love Kaboo products. So, you know, their website will be on my website, travelbagswithanita.com. So definitely check out some of their other products. But, you know, what I love about this this sleep mask, it's great for traveling if you're traveling on train or plane, or even, I guess, if you're traveling in the car and you're traveling during the day and you want to sleep. What I like about this, and I think ladies will like, is it contours to your nose, but also the eye part of the eye mask is like cupped, so your mascara and your eye makeup doesn't get smudged and ruined. Now, I know that sounds like it might be like, well, you know, why would you be worried about that? I mean, if you're getting your sleep, why are you worried about what your makeup looks like, right? But we ladies do worry about that. We want to wake up and still look beautiful.
Well, I think that'll help you. I noticed there's some earplugs that come with it.
Yeah, I love the fact that the earplugs come with it. And they have a little pocket on the side where you can stick those foam earplugs. And when you need them, take them out. And if you don't need them, you can certainly keep them tucked away in that little pocket. But love, love, love that. So again, it's by Kaboo. And check them out at Kaboo.com.
Well, it's a neat gift. I don't think it's going to stop the kids from pulling the mask off to ask you, are we there yet? But it's pretty neat.
Okay. All right. I guess so. And then my second one is by Blue Bendu. and it's a cooling headwear. Now, it's a sun visor, so but that's what they call it, the cooling headwear, because they have different products that you can also get with them as well. And you know what I like about it is that the reason that it's a cooling headwear is because it has these non-toxic polymer crystals inside of it that when you wet it, they expand when they're immersed into water. And they have this cooling effect, so either around your forehead, or they also have products that you can tie around your neck. Either one of them, they can keep you very cool when it's warm weather, when you're playing sports, and they're reusable again and again. They stay hydrated, and they stay cool for several hours, and lots of colors to choose from. So bluebandoo.com if you want to check those out.
That sounds neat. That sounds very, very neat. What about backpacks or seat packs or things like that?
Well, you know, I found a really, really great product that is super good because you're right, it's a seat back pocket pouch is really what it is. And it can go in the seat back pocket on an airplane or the seat back of a car if you're traveling with the kids. And you can put everything in there. You can put your iPad in there. If you have a small size computer, that can go in there. Reading glasses, anything that you might need, put in that pouch. And it has a strap where you can carry it like it's your computer bag. But the neat thing about it, it's magnetic, so it fits securely in that seat back pocket. And place all of your things in there. You don't have to worry about it. And it's very durable because it has it's made with this heavy duty stylus fabric, so you can choose your colors with that as well. And it also has inside pockets as well, so it keeps everything organized. I love that one. And that one is by Walter and Ray, and you can check them out at walterandray.com.
It sounds good. Any other things you have as well?
Oh, I have several more, and we're coming down to the end of the segment, so I think I'll just do one more in this segment. We'll come back in the next segment with a lot more because I want to get everyone ready and prepared for these Mother's Day gifts. So my next one is a really cool bag, and I wasn't sure about this one because the name of it is the Healthy Back Bag. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, I've been traveling around for a long time carrying bags, and if there's one that can make me not so stressed out and tired, you know, from carrying a bag around, I want to know more about it. So my question is, what makes this bag so healthy? And I'm sure everyone else is asking that too. Well, it has a really cool shape. It's a teardrop shape, and that helps to distribute the weight along the length of your back rather than pulling on one point on your shoulder. And scientifically speaking, you know, if a bag touches more than one place on your body, it makes it feel a little bit lighter as well. So the style of this contours to your body. It has several pockets inside to organize, and both sides have pockets so you can evenly distribute the weight on each side of the bag. And you can wear it crossbody, you can wear it on your shoulder. And it's by Ameribag.com. And so check them out too, because they're all different colors and sizes as well. And I just love this bag. It's my new bag for sure. The Healthy Back Bag. So, Dr. Bill, I have several more that I want to share on the next segment. But what do you think about these gifts already? Do you have a favorite so far?
I think they're all neat. I mean, the bag is neat. I also like visors. I think those are pretty good gifts that you can take and make use of them when you're on trip.
Well, the reason why I ask this is because some of these gifts can be gifts for men as well, because you mentioned the visors. Those visors come in different designs and styles, so you can certainly wear those as guys, because there's a really cool one with lots of golf clubs and things like that on it. So you can definitely find these for men as well. And the seat back organizer is great for guys. And the bag that I just talked about, too, the Hefty Back Bag, it comes in styles that guys could carry us, too. And it's unisex enough that you can really look at it and you can see that really a guy could carry this bag or a female could carry this bag. So, you know, when you're getting it for moms, you might want to get it in a more female color. So make sure that mom gets to take it and doesn't get taken over by the sons and the guys in the family. Can't have that.
That
was neat. Can't have that. Now, Dr. Bill, when we come back, I have a couple more that I would love to share because these are great gifts. We have them on our website at travelbagswithanita.com, and we'll also have the links where you can purchase these. You still have enough time to purchase them on Amazon and get them sent to you so you can get them to mom on Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. But now, speaking of right around the corner, we got to take a break here, and we will be back in just a few minutes with more travel gear for Mother's Day. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.